Always good. Pleasure.
Morning.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, it is.
We're going to call this meeting of the State Department Veterans Budget Division to order. It's about 6 minutes after 2 p.m. on Thursday, April 9th in 2015. Quorum is present. Members, today we're going to be bringing up the A4. Well, first of all, we're just going to be going over spreadsheets. So if nobody objects, I'm going to handle the head of the table but when we get to questions and answers and everything else on Monday and Tuesday, Senator Carlson will take over the head of the table and I'll go down to the other end. Okay, so we'll be bringing up the A4 delete all amendment to Senate File 888 and the accompanied spreadsheets. This is our omnibus budget bill for the biennium. Before we begin, I want to thank all the members of the committee. We had a good committee. Everybody's come. Everybody's been on time. That's great because then you can get things done and productive discussions. It's my intent to have the staff run through the documents and lay the language in the delete all amendment on the table. We're coming back on Monday and Tuesday and finalize the bill. So today we're just going to hear from the staff. We want to make sure that we have the public testimony next week. And now I would like Mr. Lundeen and Ms. James to go through the spreadsheet and the language. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You should have two spreadsheets before you. There is a shorter one that just lists all of the change items. These are the changes over the base. And then there's a more detailed one. And I'm going to speak from the more detailed one. And I think it's a 17-page spreadsheet. And I should point out with the spreadsheet I've got, the first column are the governor's recs that he came out with in January and in the supplemental budget. The next column, the budget division proposals, it has orange above it. That's basically the column that I'll be talking from. And then there's a couple of columns that do a comparison from what's in this proposal to base and then a comparison against what the governor recommended. And then the last columns are doing the same for the out-year tail spending in 18 and 19 for the governor and the budget division proposal. So starting out with the Senate, the first item, the governor recommended a direct appropriation to pay for the debt service and operating costs related to the Senate office building. This proposal has included that in there, but rather than a direct appropriation, it has set it up as a statutory appropriation. So when we get to the bill language, I think Ms. James will touch on that a bit. But it's essentially the same amount of money in covering the same things that the governor's proposal did. The other difference from the governor is there is a 4% operating budget increase included. And as you recall, the governor included a number of operating budget increases for state agencies, but did not for the Senate. So we've included that in here. And moving down, if you look at the bottom of the Senate, there you see the statutory appropriation for the office building. And as I said, the language is in Article 2. Next, moving down to the House, it's just base funding there. Moving down to the Legislative Coordinating Commission, first up is the Office of the Legislative Auditor. As you recall, the auditor was before us with a request for some new staffing, and that has been funded at half of the level that the governor recommended, and also a 1.8% operating budget increase has been included on top of the base for the OLA. Then moving down, you see the other offices within the LCC listed there. If you go down to line 46 are the change items. There's a operating budget increase to the rest of the offices in the LCC. That's a coming to 527,000 for the biennium, and so that is separate from the OLA request. If you recall, one of the requests of the auditor when they came before us was to have a rider laying out their appropriation. And if you look in the budget bill in Article 1, you will see we have done that in the bill. The next is the Data Practices Commission. This was the bill that we heard the other day. And the increase that was requested there, $35,000 a year for the 6 and 7 biennium, is included. The revisor's office was before us the other day with a request for increasing IT staff. That request has been half-funded here. The other request that we talked about with the revisor's office dealing with the administrative rules system has not been included in this proposal. Then turning over to page 2 of the spreadsheet, we get to the governor's office. Funding included there is the request that the governor had in his budget proposal. Moving down to the state auditor, the requests there are all funded. There was some staff retention, some technology staffing funding. The only thing that was not included in this proposal was the one-time money for an infrastructure stress study of $150,000. Moving over to the next page, to the Attorney General, there is no change from the base. The governor had no recommendations. We didn't hear any recommendations coming forward from the AG, so it's base level funding. The Secretary of State, it's base level funding for the office, for the general fund. There is one slight change. The bill that we heard of Senator Franzen's the other day dealing with the business services filing and fees, there is a little bit of a cost there, but it comes out of the technology fund. It's a statutorily appropriated fund, so I'm just noting it here, but you will not see that appropriation in the bill. And also with the Secretary of State, there is a rider in there allowing them to spend any remaining funds that are in the HAVA fund. Most of those funds have been exhausted, but they had asked that we include this language in there just in case by the end of this current biennium they haven't spent everything. Then moving down to the Campaign Finance Board at the bottom of the page and turning over to the next page, the operating adjustment is included, and then we also included the $150,000 for the website redevelopment appropriation. This was Senator Carlson's bill, and essentially what we did here was we canceled the $150,000 from fiscal year 15 because they were not going to be able to expend it before the end of the biennium, and we then reappropriated it for fiscal year 16 and making it available for the biennium. Also in the bill, we do include in the rider that they are to report back to us on the status of this project. Moving down to the investment board, there is no change from base. Moving down to administrative hearings, one of the changes that is contained in here is with the general fund base for the campaign complaints. I've just shifted that in the base so that there's money in each year, rather all of it being in the first year. And this just makes it easier for tracking, and then also the fact that the governor had recommended an additional $50,000. So there will be, with the money in the base and the new money coming in for that, $115,000 a year. The other change items, the compensation adjustment is included, and then the data practices hearing costs. Moving down to minute services, they have money in there for the compensation adjustment, so that is included. There is a rider in the bill that is allowing them to use cash flow for MMB to provide them cash flow. This has to do with the IT consolidation, and as we work forward with that and the payments coming in from agencies sometimes lag. So this is just giving them that authority. We gave them that same authority 2 years ago. And then I think there is, you'll see there's another rider in there that has been in the bill in the past, dealing with charging fees for public non-commercial educational television broadcast. And then moving on to the Department of Administration, and on line 272, the governor had a recommendation to assist agencies with the Olmstead Plan. Those dollars are included in here. And then the 1.8% adjustment you'll see is amongst the various programs. On line 284, we've included the local government data practices. This was a bill of Senator Dedzic's that we heard to provide training to local governments, and it's at $100,000 a year, just available for this biennium. It is not going into the base. Moving down on line 290, we have the equity in public contracting, veterans, minority, and women. This is the governor's rec, which is picked up in this proposal, as well as the targeted group business disparity study. Further down, you can see with the state archaeologist, and it's the 1.8% compensation. Same with the real estate and construction services. The small agency resource team, the SMART program, that additional money on top of the base has not been included in this proposal. Then moving to the next page, looking at line 319, the STAR program. We have one general fund. This was the bill of Senator Metzen's that we heard the other day, dealing with the state agency accommodation reimbursement fund, which is funded at $500,000 a year going into the base. The state demographer and grants management are just getting the 1.8% that the governor recommended. And then moving down to the strategic and management services, you can see the 1.8% is added there. And then moving down further to the fiscal agent, there is a change in the in lieu of rent appropriation. That was cut $1 million in fiscal year 17 going into the base. And further in the bill, we do have some language in there. I think it's Article 2, Section 59 that we'll get to when Ms. James explains. But essentially, it's asking the department to do an evaluation of the in lieu of rent appropriation, and given all the relocation and the capital renovation and stuff, take a look at that and see, you know, if the current level of funding is appropriate or if there are changes and how these changes are distributed amongst the various entities. I should also point out in the in lieu of rent appropriation in the rider, there also was some language that came in the governor's supplemental allowing some of the in lieu of rent dollars to be used for the rent loss and relocation expenses that are related to the renovation of the Capitol. And then turning over to the next page, we get to the public broadcasting grants. Public television, there is a one-time $300,000 increase to the base each fiscal year. Going down to public radio, AMPRS, the community grants were increased. That's a $200,000 a year increase over the base. For the equipment grants, there was an increase of $50,000 over the base, and then the emergency equipment grants increase, there was also an increase over the base. These were contained in Senator Saxhog's bill that we heard the other day. The next is NPR, where there is an increase over the base of $250,000 a year. This was a bill of Senator Cohen's that we heard. And that is a one-time increase for the biennium. And that sums up the Department of Administration. Next is the CAP Board. Included there is the governor's 1.8% compensation increase. And then we're getting to Minnesota Management and Budget. The name is on the bottom. And then over on page 8 are the tracking appropriations. Moving down to line 467, we see the change items. This proposal contains the 1.8% compensation increase. The governor also recommended additional money to maintain the enterprise systems. This is related to the fiscal note, the SWIFT accounting system, the budget system, and so forth. The funding in here is funded at half of that level, and there was also another request to enhance the enterprise level services, and that too was funded at half of the governor's request. So then moving down, there's one other change item on line 498 under the open appropriations in the MMB non-operating. The governor had requested carry-forward authority between bienniums of general fund operating funds. That is not included in this proposal. Next, we move to the Department of Revenue. And the change items are listed down on line 538. The 1.8% compensation adjustment is included. The agency also had a request for additional money for maintenance and enhancement of the tax system. That proposal was funded at half of the request of the governor. And then we have the Stop Cigarette Smugglers language. The bill of Senator Dedzic that Senator Rust presented in committee the other day. And the language contained in here is based on the first engrossment bill. So there were some changes made in the policy committee, so that's why you'll see a slight difference in the funding. Then those are the changes in the Department of Revenue. Moving to the next page, we get to the Lawful Gambling Control Board. We have included some of the reductions that the governor made to deal with the lesser revenue coming into this special revenue fund. And so we have included the one increase from the special revenue fund. In this proposal, we have not included the governor's request to increase the regulation fee to the charities. As you recall, the governor wanted to increase it from 0.10% to 0.15%. That is not included in here. Instead, we have used general fund money that equaled the amount that the governor put in. So the department or the board will be getting a general fund and a special revenue appropriation. Looking at the state lottery, there's language in there as is in every year, just putting a cap on their statutory operating expenses. Looking down at the Minnesota Racing Commission, we have picked up the governor's recommendations there, and these were also contained in Senator Pappas's bill, Senate File 1663, that we recently heard. Moving down to the Amateur Sports Commission, the operating adjustment that the governor included is in this proposal, as well as the bill we heard from Senator Metzen dealing with the Mighty Ducks and dealing with the arenas and the air quality and cooling. And then moving down to the Black Minnesotans Council, the compensation adjustment is included there, as is with the Chicano Latino Affairs Council. The same is for the Asian Pacific and the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council. Next on the spreadsheet on line 651 is the Minnesota Historical Society. And we have included the operating adjustment, the 1.8% that the governor recommended. And as you recall, the Historical Society was before us. They had a number of requests. And so we have included some of those requests. I think of their total requests were about $3.45 million for the biennium, and we have included about a total of 2.8 of those requests. Some of that going for the program, some of it going for the digital preservation, and then also the history education. And these were all contained in Senator Saxhog's bill. Next, moving down, I also did a base redistribution here just for tracking purposes. It makes it easier to split between the 2 years, and I did talk to MMB about making this change in the Historical Society, and they had no concerns with it. So that's basically what you see happening with the Air National Guard. It's still the base dollars, but just distributed between the 2 years. And I also did the same thing with the Military Museum, was to distribute it between the 2 years. And then we also included the $50,000 a year for this upcoming biennium for the archivist. This was Senator Gazelka's bill. And then down on Farm America, in addition to the base, there is $200,000 in the first year. This was Senator Rosen's bill. As you recall, they came before us to talk about a number of capital improvements on their facilities. So next, on the next page, is the Minnesota Arts Board. The only change there is the compensation adjustment that the governor recommended. Moving down to the Humanities Center, we have included an increase of $99,000 a year. As you'll recall, this was included in a bill that we heard from Senator Torres Ray. Moving down to the Board of Accountancy, we have included the compensation adjustment the governor recommended. And then there is a small appropriation in the first year to notify licensees of some of the statutory changes that were contained in the bill we heard from Senator Rest. The Board of Architectural Engineering, and continuing on to the next page, is the operating adjustment the governor recommended. With the Board of Cosmetology, the compensation adjustment is included. We have also included the licensing and fee modifications from Senate File 737. That is included, and there's also the offsetting revenue. If you remember, it was due to a number of fee increases and then hiring a number of new inspectors. The language for the mobile salon regulations, this was Senator Rest's bill, is included in here, and we were told if Senate File 737 was funded, the costs that we saw on the spreadsheet for the mobile salon regulations, they would not need additional money to deal with the rulemaking and inspecting that they needed to do. The next is the Board of Barber Examiners, and that's the governor's rec of the 1.8%. There's no change to the contingent accounts and the tort claims accounts. No change to the legislators and constitutional officers' retirement, what we're tracking there. There is a change under PARA, and this is related to, as you may recall, in 2010, MRF was moved as a separate account into PARA, and so when that happened, there was a large unfunded liability that needed to be paid. And in the pension bill of 2010, they dealt with this. There was the state had to make appropriations up to $24 million a year, and then the employer, which is largely the city of Minneapolis, there's a few other smaller entities there, had to make an appropriation of $27 million a year. Well, in the pension commission, when they were discussing the bill, they were discussing this issue last night, and so they made some adjustments to this appropriation, and so we're reflecting this here. PARA has received some updated cost assumptions, which has reduced the amount that they need from the state and the employers, reducing it from $51 million down to $37 million. So in the pension bill, then the state was reduced from the $24 million down to $16 million. So that frees up $8 million a year to the state general fund. And so we're reflecting that change here. Then dealing with the Teachers Retirement Association, there are no changes there from the forecast. Same with the St. Paul teachers. And then moving down to the Department of Military Affairs, those of you on the subdivision, we went through a lot of this stuff yesterday in the language, so it's largely the same, but I'll run through for those of you that weren't there. The governor had requested doing some reallocation within the base. There was building up a balance in the enlistment incentives account. And so they came forward with an initiative to move some of those dollars, if you look at line 847, $3 million a year into the maintenance of the training facilities. And then they also requested a one-time transfer from the balance that they will have at the end of fiscal year 15, a $10 million transfer to be spent on the maintenance of their buildings. And then they also did ask, if we move down to the general support and on line 862, part of the enlistment incentives to be put into their administrative services area. And included in here also, which is something that you, if you were on the subdivision, we didn't have yesterday. This was a bill from Senator Pappas dealing with the reimbursement grants for the local government public safety employees, and so we have funded this at $1.5 million a year, and that is base funding going into the base. And then looking down on line 877, we get into the enlistment incentives, and this is just showing the money being transferred out of there that's showing up above in the maintenance accounts. And let's see, then moving down to the Department of Veterans Affairs, the first change item on line 915, this was a bill that we discussed in the subdivision. This was, as you recall, the expedited and temporary licensing that was enacted last session, and it a number of boards and that came forth, and we appropriated money for rulemaking and that. Well, the Board of Teaching, which is within the Department of Education, wasn't able to complete their rulemaking, and they didn't feel that they would get it done before the end of this fiscal year, so they asked if we could carry forward that money. So we have canceled the 15 appropriation and then reappropriated it in fiscal year 16, making it available for the 16 and 17 biennium. Then moving down the spreadsheet, there were no changes to any in the program and services. You can see the base level appropriations are there. There were no changes in the claims and outreach, other than we included the governor's compensation increase there of 1.8%. Moving to the next page, we get to veterans health care and dealing with the veterans homes. The governor had a request there of a 5% operating compensation adjustment. That has been included in here. And the governor also requested $1 million for the biennium going into the base for repair and betterment related to the homes. And what's included here is Senate File 131. This is Senator Sieben's bill that was dealing with the cost of care personal needs allowance. So that is included here. As we go down the spreadsheet, you can see the direct appropriation totals there. If we go to the next page, I will kind of run through some of the revenue offsets that offset some of the spending. There is language in the bill dealing with the parking reimbursement for the new parking garage with the office building. This is picking up the governor's rec, because as you recall, the entire appropriation to the Senate includes the debt service for the parking. So what's happening here is basically, since it's user financed, those dollars are then going to reimburse the general fund for that appropriation. So it's an offset. Then there was a small cost in Senator Franzen's bill that we heard the other day due to the changes with the fees in the business services area. The next is the revenue related to the cigarette smugglers proposal that we heard the other day. And there's slight changes there from the governor's, but as I explained, the language had changed a little bit, and when we got the fiscal note back, there was a slight difference in the revenue as well as the appropriation. Then moving down, we're just showing the for the cosmetology board, the offset of the licensing fees that more than offset the appropriation above. And then we're showing that in the out years for the mobile salon regulations, there'll be some small licensing fees that will come in and be deposited in the general fund. The next, under the non-general fund revenues, as I mentioned, we did not pick up the governor's regulatory fee for paying for a portion of the gambling control board budget. And then this is the license fee changes that were contained in the governor's proposal and in Senator Pappas' bill that we heard the other day. And those are both dealing with special revenue differences. Then we get down to the cancellations. So these are the two cancellations for the Campaign Finance Board and the Education Department that are canceled in fiscal year 15. So we can show those as offsets against the fiscal year 16 appropriations for those two items. And then so moving down, you can see the subtotal of spending on line 1038 is slightly over a billion dollars here. And so you can see that's an increase over the base of almost $46 billion. And then when we offset that with the cancellations in the revenue, the net spending in this bill is just almost $37.5 million. And then as you look down, you can see the target that we were given, which was just slightly over $38 million for the biennium. So if there's any questions on anything on the spreadsheet, otherwise we can...
Any technical questions for Mr. Lundy? Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Chamberlain.
So the intent is what we'll discuss this in depth on Monday and Tuesday, and that's it?
Yes, Senator Chamberlain.
Thank you.
Yep. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, members, we'll first a big picture of the bill. We have five articles. Article 1 is the appropriation article, and Mr. Lundeen has covered the appropriations in Article 1. So I'll begin with Article 2, which discusses state government operations. Article 3 is military and veterans affairs. Article 4 is paramutual horse racing. And Article 5 is the revenue article for the cigarette tax compliance. So beginning at the start of Article 2, Section 1 is from Senator Limmer's bill, Senate File 1923. And this permits the Legislative Coordinating Commission to appoint staff for the Data Practices Commission. Section 2 is the standing appropriation for the Senate building. Mr. Lundeen described we're making this a statutory appropriation, both to pay the rental payment, which is like the debt service payment, as well as the operations and maintenance. We also require in paragraph B, starting on line 21.22, requires the Commissioner of Administration to report to the legislature about how the appropriation for the debt service is being spent. Section 3 is a an administration proposal. This authorizes the Commissioner of Administration to permit an agency to make advance payments for information technology hosting services. Section 4, which begins on page 22, line 13, is the accommodation reimbursement provisions that were in Senator Metzen's bill that we heard the other day, Senate File 898. Section 5, which begins on page 23 at line 15. Section 5, 6, and 7 and 8 are provisions that were in Senator Stump's bill, Senate File 1676. The first three of those, Sections 5, 6, and 7, make some changes to the statutes relating to contracting provisions for grant agreements for capital grants. It makes clear that those capital grants aren't subject to certain of the contracting statutes, and it's not necessary for them to be subject to those because they're duplicative of other contracting requirements in Chapter 16C. Section 8, which is also part of Senator Stump's bill, makes certain changes to the Guaranteed Energy Savings Program that's already in law that allows the Commissioner of Administration to enter into an agreement to install cost-saving measures in the utilities when they're backed by guarantees of those savings by the vendors. Section 9 begins on page 26 at line 32. Sections 9, 10, and 11 are from the governor's bill, Senate File 888, and these make some changes to the certification for small businesses to be eligible for preferences in contracting with the state. And then beginning on page 28, sections, most of the sections from section 12 through 63 are from Senator Johnson's bill, Senate File 737, and that was a proposal of the Board of Cosmetologist Examiners, with three exceptions out of that batch of sections. Sections 14, 32, and 60, paragraph A, relate to mobile salons, and that was Senator Ress's bill, Senate File 839, that permits mobile salons. And that brings us to section 61, which is on page uh, 54, beginning at line 9. This is, again, a minute proposal. This requires an agency that buys information technology services or support to contract with Minute for ongoing support. Or, I should say, it requires that an agency that uses an appropriation in this bill to purchase any sort of technology to contract with Minute for ongoing support for that technology. And then, as I mentioned... Oh, sure. Section 59, I skipped section 59. This is the in lieu of rent evaluation. Mr. Lundin described this earlier. This requires the Commissioner of Administration to make an evaluation and report back about the use of an in lieu rent payment to help establish what that should properly be going forward after the end of this biennium. Oh, and I should also mention, I also skipped section 58. Oh, and 57, I'm sorry. Let's go back to 57, which is on page 52. This is the parking ramp. This is from the governor's proposal, and this makes a change to the way that the payments flow, what accounts they flow from for the Senate. For the parking for the Senate office building. Section 58 requires the Commissioner of Administration to use the same numbering system for the rooms in the Capitol after renovation as were used before renovation, at least for the rooms that had the same footprint. And then that gets us through Article 2. Article 3 is the Military and Veterans Affairs article. It begins on page 54. This is as the bill was voted out of division yesterday, or out of the subdivision yesterday. Sections 1 through 4 are from Senator Pappas's bill, 1176, and they establish a grant program for the state to reimburse local units of government for salary and benefits that are paid to public safety employees who are members of the National Guard when they're on authorized leave. Section 5, which begins on page 56, was in the governor's supplemental recommendations, and this permits the National Guard to make payments of a death gratuity to all members of the service who were killed or died during service or are wounded or disabled. As opposed to in current law, it requires a showing of a hardship. It also changes the fund from which this is paid. Section 6 is also from the governor's supplemental bill. It establishes or it permits or requires, I should say, it requires as a result of a change that we made yesterday in division, it requires the Adjutant General to establish a bonus program that provides incentives for Minnesota National Guard members to complete certain training. Section 7 is from Senator Saxhog's bill, number 427, and that begins on page 57 at line 26. And this relates to the disposal of property at the Big Islands Veterans Camp, which is no longer needed. There's a trustee, or there's a Board of Governors, which is repealed later in this section, in this article. But this particular section permits the trustees, who are the trusteeship overseeing the disposal of the property, to be able to remove a trustee on a majority vote, and it provides for filling vacancies. Section 8 and 9, section 8 begins on page 58. Is a cost of care provision. As Mr. Lundeen mentioned, this is Senator Sieben's bill, Senate File 131, and this requires the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs to establish a method of calculating the maintenance charge that veterans pay for staying in a domiciliary. It also sets the minimum personal needs allowance for for certain time periods and allows for it to increase by the annual index. And Section 9 specifies that when a resident enters into an agreement for a payment schedule to address overdue maintenance charges, the agreement must not reduce the resident's personal needs allowance. And then the repealer, as I mentioned, is related to Senator Saxhog's bill, Big Island, that gets rid of the Board of Governors. Article 4, then, beginning on page 59, is the paramutual horse racing bill. This is Senator Pappas' bill, Senate File 1663, and this makes a variety of changes, mostly that address the running aces dispute of a couple years ago, and then it makes some other housekeeping changes. Article 5 begins on page 72, and this is the Department of Revenue's proposal in Senator Sieben's bill 1192, Senator Dietzick's bill 1192, that modifies the tax compliance scheme for contraband cigarettes and tobacco products.
We done?
And that's it.
All right. Any technical questions? If not, we'll meet again on Monday at 4 p.m. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.